a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story.
Utah's coronavirus spike.
The Department of Health is reporting another 1,500 COVID cases in Utah today, and perhaps just as disturbing, the number of Utahns now in the hospital with COVID is shattering previous records. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer breaks it down.
290 people are in the hospital with COVID-19, 96 in the ICU. Governor Gary Herbert called the spike unsustainable in a statement sent along with today's numbers. He says unless we wear masks, physically distance, and limit the size of our gatherings, we'll keep seeing sobering numbers like today. The numbers could cause more counties in the state to move to the high transmission risk. Salt Lake and Utah counties are already there. Kira Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
But are the hospitals really strained to capacity? Greg Bell, the president of the Utah Hospital Association, puts this into perspective.
We have about 460 ICU beds in our referral center hospitals, and those run pretty full most of the time. Apart from COVID, we'll have 60-70%. University of Utah tends to be higher. They'll run around 80% full, and that's apart from COVID, Jeff. So if you throw in another 100 patients for COVID, then that really pushes our max.
But Bell says it's not looking like patients will be filling up hospital hallways yet.
Mountain Star and Steward hospitals have not been as hard hit just because of insurance arrangements, et cetera. And so they have capacity. They each have about 75 ICU beds. We have some overflow at both the Intermountain system and the University system. So we've got some elasticity. So if we can hold here and turn it around, you know, decrease, we're going to be okay. But I don't have a crystal ball, but if we continue to have 1,500 a day, then yes, there will be people who have rationed care.
It was an interesting interview with Greg Bell. Again, he's the president of the Utah Hospital Association, a man at the center of all of this, and you'll hear more of that interview coming up just after 5:15. KSL News Time 5:02. The federal budget deficit hits a staggering record. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the U.S. government spent more than it earned in 2020, causing the budget deficit to balloon to $3.1 trillion. That is $2 trillion more than the Trump administration had originally forecasted before the pandemic. Now, the figure is also double the previous shortfall record set during the 2009 recession. Senator Dick Durbin telling his constituents in Chicago that they are at risk of losing their health insurance if the Supreme Court decides to do away with the Affordable Care Act. The Democratic senator speaking out against the possible confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett and the re-election of President Trump, warning the future of Americans' health insurance is at risk.
In a time of a pandemic, can you believe that the Trump administration wants to take away the Affordable Care Act? And they make no bones about it. The president tweets about it. He's very proud of it.
Campaigning in Florida, President Trump calling Joe Biden and his son Hunter a crime family. It happened at a Protecting America Seniors event in Fort Myers. Taking a cue from an audience member, the president launching into the verbal attack on the Bidens.
What a disgrace. It's a crime family. You want to know something? It's a crime family. He's following his father. Hunter Biden is a middleman.
Before being sidetracked, the president was telling the group his administration has lowered the cost of prescription drugs by eliminating the middlemen. The Trump administration has had a change of heart and is now approving California's emergency request for funds to help with 6 wildfires. Governor Gavin Newsom released a statement this afternoon saying that he just got off the phone with the president, who has now approved the request for federal aid. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:04. Let's talk about a vaccine.
The coronavirus, search for the cure.
The state of Utah officially has a plan to distribute COVID vaccines when they're available. So who would get it first, and do they expect any problems in getting it to the people who need it most? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with the story.
State health officials have done pandemic immunization plans before, like for H1N1, but that was puny compared to COVID-19.
This is going to be the largest vaccination campaign that we have ever done.
Utah Department of Health Immunization Director Rich Lakin says the first 4 hospitals to get the vaccine will be LDS, Intermountain Medical Center, University of Utah, and Utah Valley Regional. And they'll be given to healthcare workers first. But he doesn't expect everything to run smoothly right away.
There will be some bumps, so hopefully they're not too big.
The best ballpark guess for a vaccine for the general public would be for sometime in the summer. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Pfizer says it'll seek authorization for a COVID vaccine in late November. That makes it unlikely to be available before the election, obviously. The FDA says it wants 2 months of safety data on half of the trial participants before it authorizes any coronavirus vaccine. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And here's Ricky Meese.
It's just a really rough ride tonight. My suggestion, don't go home. Stay off of I-15 and Highway 89 and maybe take in a dinner somewhere. But right now you have stop and go delays, and they are solid. It's from Glover Lane in Farmington all the way up to Sunset, where the left construction split is blocked due to a crash, and northbound Highway 89, not much better. Solid delays. Kaysville up to the I-84 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Take in dinner. Ricky, are you buying?
Maybe.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Service. Electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.